Sabrina Ford is a former NPR intern and aspiring professional journalist, but she contacted us recently about a dilemma, how to deal with the media while facing a personal tragedy. Here's her story in her own words.
Wallace is a 23-year-old black man. Even at 6'3" and well over 200 pounds, he's way too kind and goofy to be intimidating. He has an endearing habit of trying to explain things to me in a really simple way. He especially does this when he thinks it's something I would never understand, like man stuff. He likes to explain things that really have no logical explanation. I zoned out for half of these explanations in the 5.5 years I've known him. Today, I would give anything to sit and listen to him explain what's going on. I'd let him talk for hours, and I would not zone out 1 minute. Today, there's just so much that needs explaining. I haven't seen Wallace in 4 months now. Not because we had some fight or because I got a great job in a different city. I haven't seen Wallace in 4 months because that's how long he's been missing. Wallace was last seen on November 10th, 2005. His parents reported him missing to the Berkeley police on November 12th. Wallace's friends, family, and I haven't only had to deal with the hurt associated with having a missing loved one. We've also had the added stress that can only come with dealing with the media and the police in a case that involves a missing person that is both male and black. How is it we live in a society that places different values on different human lives? Why isn't Wallace's life worth the same amount of police resources as someone else's? Why doesn't his case call for the same length news segment as someone else's? The color of a missing person's skin does affect how much or how little their case will be covered. I know this. I researched the topic as a journalism student, but no amount of research could prepare me for being the person trying to get my missing loved one's picture on the news. No statistic could keep me from getting my feelings hurt when news producers and assignment desk editors say, "Well, if there's nothing new, we're not going to do the story." Maybe it's just hard for people to look at Wallace's photo and think possible victim. But the reality is, big, strong black men are one of the more typical victims of violent crimes. A few weeks ago, I attended the funeral of a big, strong black 24-year-old man. He was a friend of Wallace's, a good guy, and he was the victim of a violent crime. The night Wallace's parents reported him missing, the police officer who came to take the report asked if we thought he could be off somewhere partying. He said something to the effect of, "You know how these young guys can be." He told us that someone would come and talk to us the next day. No one came the next day. I imagine how Wallace would try to explain this to me. I think he would say something like, "You know how people are. You can't control that. All you can do is what you can do. I don't know why you even trip off that kind of stuff. Just do what you can do. I get that. So I'm just doing all I can do."
Sabrina Ford is a writer living in the Hayward, California area. As of today, her boyfriend is still missing.